Yo, it is officially 8:50 a.m. and I am literally in the middle of Midway Airport right now with the homies of the Remix Project, Chicago
gang.
And it's your girl Chelsea Sincere. What I'm gonna do is just track and trace, you feel me, from the start to the finish. It's the first day. Let's get it. Let's go.
Boom.
Yo, it's your boy Chad, Remix alumni. I'm a photographer, filmmaker, hailing from Toronto, and you are now tuned into the Invisible Podcast Radio.
Let's go.
What's up, everyone? My name is Brock. I'm a creative entrepreneur out of Toronto, and you're now listening to the Invisible Podcast Radio.
Yo, this is Ace Spade representing the north side of Chicago, and you're now listening to the Invisible Podcast Radio. Let's get it.
Swing, getting paid over the swing, getting paid over the Thursday. You can bring it over the Thursday. You should bring it over the swing, getting paid over the swing, getting paid over the Thursday. You should bring it over the Thursday. Yeah, bring it over.
Yeah, I had to bounce back like Sean Dunn. I'm Don Juan. Luma Sav in the works, that's a mind bomb. Had to make my own lane, cause I ain't like y'all. Mindset not the same, can't bite y'all. I felt like the dudes around me was living life in a fiction. They ain't had no plans for their life, no structure. Get how with old friends, I just sit around and listen. If I speak what's on my mind, I be a crazy mo. Not cause I'm scared, nah, that ain't the reason. I bring up what I'm planning, they respond, oh yeah, that's decent. They rather talk about murder, smoking woods and leaning. Yeah, I'm the eyeball till I get my funds. Even with the niggas who run the streets, I gotta run it up, ayy. They don't hear you talking unless they know you got some bucks, ayy. Tryna set the tone where I'm from, yeah, I'm known. But I'm leaving for a minute till I bring some money home. Swing, getting paid over the swing, getting paid over the Thursday. Thursday, you should bring it over the swing, getting paid over the swing, getting paid over the Thursday, you should bring it over the Thursday. Ahead of my time, but I've been here before. No need to rewind, that's what I am here for. Elevated sounds to be more profound. Never change up my steeds to say what I believe. And that's a major fact, cause no one does it like me. Uplift before they system, so they climbing up my tree. Show respect to those who bless the set.
toughest Trojan, all rejects get left. The loudest dog always bring the most pests. In retrospect, we put forth our best. Can't nobody else come test this. They really wanna jack my style. These flows so cold, so electric, and I show them how I get down. Can't nobody else come test this. They really wanna jack my style. These flows so cold, so electric, and I show them how I get down.
Real quick, just let them know who you are, what you do, you know, who you, where you come from, represent, all that good stuff.
Okay. Hey, my name is Jay. I come from Toronto, born and raised. Moved to LA in 2013, and I've been out there ever since. I'm part of Remix Project, a big piece of my heart, and trying to help out wherever I can.
Awesome. Thank you. If anything, just for giving me this moment right here. Right. Just because
pleasure.
It's helping me on the production of 5PR. So
absolutely.
Thank you. So you chose one, right?
Okay.
The question here is, on my stomach though. Okay. So if you could describe your journey as a creative, right? As a creative entrepreneur, to be exact, what does that look like? What have you learned? What's some takeaways you've gotten just within your journey? Anything that stands out, you know, when it comes to that?
Yeah. So I think there's a few things that stick out, and I think that the first one that I had to really learn and understand is time management. You know, there's so many things going on as an entrepreneur because you have to play every position and you have to know every position intimately. And managing that time to do all those things is extremely important. So I think that's the first one. And then once you've got the time management really, really set, it's about prioritizing. And then figuring out of all the activities you need to do, what are the ones that are most important to the goals of your project? And go towards that. And that the final thing would be setting goals. So I think between those three things, once you set your goals, you prioritize your things, you manage your time, that's really the key to running a successful business. And then obviously the people around you. So the community that you build, the people that you connect with, the people that you bring on to achieve a goal that you all see together is super important. I think, of those things, I would say those are my most important.
Yeah, it sounds like some tools that we all need to sharpen if we have them too, you know?
That's because
we get comfortable.
Absolutely.
And then it challenges to, get out of that comfort zone and grow with it. So,
I'm all about living outside of my comfort zone.
Absolutely.
And whenever I feel too comfortable, I get out of it and I re-challenge myself with something new. And it's always been something I've really focused on my whole life, is just not to stay comfortable and push.
Thank you. Appreciate you. So, Meg, real quick, just give us a breakdown who you are, what you do, where you come from, all that good stuff.
I'm Meg. I'm program leader for Creative Arts. I'm a creative writer. I run a clothing line with my friends. But yes, eat it. It's really good. Maybe not that one.
Yo, Drex, say what's up real quick. We're recording right now for the remix.
What's up, everyone?
Invisible Podcast Radio in the building. Yo, that's the boy, Drex.
What's the verdict on the donut? How do we feel about it? On a scale of 1 to yes.
It was worth it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, man, let them know. Where you from, what you do?
From Toronto. I'm from the West End. I'm a creative writer. I have a clothing line called Broken Living. I do some other shit too, I guess. But that's mostly what I do. Creative write, work at Remix, and make clothes.
Cool. That's cool. You're creative though. She's like, it doesn't seem like that much, but it actually is.
Oh, okay. Literally. Maybe I direct, I guess. And okay. I chop video.
Okay.
Yeah. I do a couple things.
Okay. So just to give you a quick breakdown of just how the shows run, right? Uh-huh. Every month I have a theme with questions.
Yeah.
And the goal is to really just have you share experience. And from that, we all learn. You Google everything, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit more than that. You gotta have some real experience to hit home. So, the theme for August, right, is the journey of creative entrepreneurship. And whatever that means to you, I want you to just think in that, you know, that realm. So, for number two, right, the question is breakdown or breakthrough. Choose between the two, and which one stands out the most? Tell us why.
Breakdown or breakthrough, and which one stands out more?
Yeah, and why?
Oh God! I guess breakdown. Okay. I'm always having breakdowns.
Why is that? Or what would you say makes you say that first? Like what comes to mind?
I think that in order for you to break through, sometimes you have to break down. You know what I mean? I don't know. I feel like a lot of. How do I even explain this?
No rush.
Maybe it's in my circle of friends, but I feel like there's a commonality amongst a lot of creatives. We always feel like we're spiraling out of control. Like, we always feel like we have too much on our plate. We're having anxiety attacks. We're experiencing, like, imposter syndrome. Like, there's so many different factors and situations, I guess, experiences. And sometimes it's a lot. Sometimes it's not even that serious. But, you know, it's just one thing that triggers another thing, and it feels like the world is falling apart. So usually when I'm having a breakdown, I literally like to break things down. I'm like, okay, like, what's triggering this? What's the problem? Can I fix it? If I can fix it, how? Do I need support? If I can't fix it, then I need to just let it fucking go and move on to the next thing, right? And oftentimes I feel like when I'm having a breakdown and I break things down for myself, then I have a breakthrough, right?
It's
like
breaking down the breakdown.
Literally.
Cool. Well, word. Thank you. Yeah. That's pretty much all. That's it. It's really sweet and simple.
Three.
Word. That's crazy. That's my life. Listen, that number is serious to me, man. So the fact that you just said three is pretty dope. If you can give me a quick intro of who you are, just your name, what you do, who you represent, you know, we can go from there.
Okay, so. Cool. My name is Brian Brock. I'm a creative entrepreneur in the city of Toronto. I run the creative arts program at the Remix Project. I co-own a barbershop called The Fitting Room. I'm creative director with Division, OVO, R&B group. Creative director for a live band called Keys and Crates. And I do freelance for a lot of different clients, not just in Toronto, but globally.
Word, cool. So you know what? Quick question for you. This is a real one, though. Mm-hmm. What helps you stay grounded in those tough moments, right? Just with all of the things that you've listed, right? Yeah. I can imagine you. For me, I'm already envisioning just categorizing a lot of organization, a lot of planning, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, right?
Yeah.
What keeps you going? What keeps you grounded in those moments where it is tough for you?
Yeah, that's an amazing question. I think in the beginning of my career, I would say just like the raw hustle and passion, like there's no excuse to quit. Like I always felt like I just started. So you can't really give up before you've planted your feet and built that foundation. You can't even take a break, not even give up. You just can't slow down. So in the beginning, it was just passion, raw passion that pushes you through. But as you get older and more experienced, you start to find new things that influence you, inspire you, and bring you to another spot. So like for me now, things that inspire me are like family, friends, seeing other people grow, being able to put people in positions where they weren't able to be before and then watch them succeed. And those little successes that I get to watch then give me energy again to be like, okay, cool, like I'm done helping people here. That energy is coming back to me. Now I can help myself.
Absolutely. And I think when you keep the motivation of knowing that what you put in the universe is what you get back, that's just the golden karma, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It's inevitable.
You already know. Like he's, you mentioned here, I'm sorry, your name?
Chad.
You said, in other words, your words are powerful, which is right? You can give us an introduction, right? So who you are, real quick, name, what you do, you know, and then I got just a quick question for you after
that.
Okay,
cool.
Yeah.
My name is Chad. I'm a filmmaker, photographer, and a Remix alumni.
Cool. What
part of Canada?
I grew up in Toronto, Rexdale, so west side.
Cool. Give us, real quick, just a reflection of those tough moments, right, in your craft. Like, what keeps you grounded? Like, what are those things that you keep inside, you know, to keep you consistent in what you do?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think for me, it's just looking back at everything you've done and competing with yourself, not competing with everybody else. I feel like as a creative, speaking for myself, like sometimes you're on Instagram, you see a lot of dope people doing crazy things, and you start to say, why aren't I there yet? Or like, oh, I could have done that, or I had the idea first, and then it kind of gets you down on your craft, and you can't do that. Because that you're comparing your chapter to somebody else's chapter. You know, somebody else said it. Like, you don't compare your chapter 5 to somebody's chapter 30, you know? And that's essentially that entire idea. It's just like, okay, what I shot now, is it better than what I shot the last time out, you know? And it's like really breaking it down into tangible steps. Like, okay, like, what did I like that I did? You know, okay, I'm going to continue doing it. And how can I improve on it? And just kind of having a positive growth mindset.
Word, word.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Appreciate y'all. So yeah, Emily, if you just let them know who you are, what you do, what you represent, all that stuff.
Yeah. Do I hold the whole thing?
You can hold it like
okay.
Okay.
Emily Bonda, the executive director of the Remix Project.
Cool, cool. So Emily, why would you say you're pursuing the journey that you're on right now? Like, what's your why? And if you can just let us know what that ultimate why is and the reason why you still go and do what you do.
My why is y'all. It's you, it's Alaya, it's Bread, it's Flash, it's Eno, and then it's all the kids in Toronto. My why is because I didn't get an example of this growing up. I didn't get an example of, you know, even for me personally, like a powerful woman. My why has everything to do with you guys, the youth, and your dreams and what you want to do and pursue, but it's also for myself, selfishly in a different way, because an example of a powerful, successful woman for me in the past wasn't a person of color, wasn't someone that was married, wasn't someone that had kids, and for me to be an example of all of that is something that I want other people to see, so that they know that it could be, you can have a partner, you could be successful still, you can have kids and still be successful. And what pushes that is all of y'all dreams and seeing you achieve it, and even seeing you morph your podcast from this version to tweaking it to, you know, be this other version, and for that journey to keep continuing and growing, and to see, you know, kids come off the street and into just not just necessarily commercially successful, but also personally successful. Seeing people come from, you know, family situations where they weren't supported to creating their own family within Remix and creating their own family within their own networks and communities, to feeling supported and then moving together, like reaching out to each other and supporting each other, working together, resolving any past differences that we've had maybe in the past, and continuing to move together. So I think that's my purpose, that's my why, and that's why I keep doing what I'm doing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My name is Damien Royce. You're in Toronto, Canada. We in the 6, and you're tuned into the Invisible Podcast Radio.
Let's get it. You're now listening to the Invisible Podcast Radio. Let's get it. We'll be right back.
shit I heard a thousand times. Won't you shoot them niggas down and you bound to rise? I went without the strap and tried the mountain climb. Now excellence is exactly what I exercise. Bet they ain't doing numbers, they the first exercise. Need the double XL to fit my chest inside. Cause trying to push all these bars and got it extra wide. I might be the next to ride, but too high and I'm extra tired. Y'all can call me a rookie, I'm just rapping to keep the vets inspired. I put a coat to shame, y'all couldn't see from my point of view, y'all don't know the pain. Rappers acting like they trapping, never sold a thing. Niggas that Alicia Keys don't even know your name. I kept it real with myself and then the food just came. I told yes to my problems and I had no to blame. Look what I done showed the game.
Spinning around in circles, still in the middle of the dance floor. Everybody left though, they think I'm so fucked up, but they don't even know I could use a little more. I know I'm probably in my limit, but I ain't finished, I just need a little minute. This ain't the way I'm supposed to be living, but it's worth every moment, every feeling. No, I don't need you to take me home. Yeah, I know you're ready to go, but don't rush me, I'm in my zone. They playing my favorite song. It's getting late and I ain't tired yet. Well, where the bottles at? I think I need another sip. It's dripping from my bottom lip.
Can't go, I ain't ready. I'm pursing my eyelids heavy. Thighs real sweaty. These bartender, can you help me? Drinking nothing light, I need a heavy. You keep asking, am I ready? Nah, I ain't ready. You keep asking, am I ready? Nah, I ain't ready. Can't go, I ain't ready.
Ready.
Pursing my eyelids heavy. Thighs real sweaty. These bartender,
can you help me?
Can I be a gentleman to her? Catch up. Give me a Jordan that she never gonna finish in. Oh, yeah.
Walk by. On fire, baby, can't douse it. That body banging, what's that? You smile, girl, with the overpin.
it's nothing but Allah. Say, oh, my, don't even Allah. I'm not even interested in waiting, you got to talk. I'm not even interested in waiting, you got to talk. I fuck with you irrespective of your circumstance. Do you wanna be one of the women in my life? So, this energy just so wrong. I need some of your love, very special love. So, this energy just so wrong. I need some of your love, very special love. Show you shit then you pull up and flex on me. I'm next tonight. Give me microphone, make a Josh check. Everybody look up your eye. I can tell you on the ride. I need some of your love.